Last week on Eagles Game Plan.
The Eagles did a very nice job of running the ball most of the game. Ryan Matthews, though, hard running, got a lot of his yards after contact. How can they clean it up a little bit?
It's all about winning the line of scrimmage, John. The running game is going to be key to the success on Monday night.
On first down, it is a running play to Matthews. Tries to sweep, turns the corner, 40, 35, cuts back at the 30, at the 25, pulling people all the way down to the 16. Krasinski trips him up, but what a gallop, 22 yards. Once Ryan Matthews turned the corner, he was tough to bring down.
Mike Reese, the Eagles defensive front, they've got to be licking their chops here, huh?
Yeah, no doubt about it. This defensive front is who sets the tone for the way this defense is going to play. When you look at the Chicago Bears offensive line, there's some inexperience here, particularly at the center position. You got the rookie Cody Whitehair out of Kansas State, and he has struggled mightily, particularly with penetration.
Under center this time is Cutler. He fakes. He's back. He's hit. Back at the 10-yard line, sacked by Malcolm Jenkins. The safety blitz.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Eagles Game Plans presented by Verizon Wireless. I am John Clark. The Eagles are 2-0. They are rolling. And now we have a battle of Pennsylvania, or should we say Wensylvania. And the Eagles will have to face a tough offense with Ben Roethlisberger and Antonio Brown. But get this, the Eagles D, for the first time in 10 years, they haven't given up a touchdown pass in the first 2 weeks. Who better to break down the film with the defensive backs? Ike Reese with the Eagles coach, Corey Unlund.
On first down, Cutler in the shotgun to get it back. He goes over the middle, and it's intercepted. It's intercepted by Branham. Branham takes it inside the five on his feet, all the way down to the two.
Joining us here on Eagles Game Plan is Eagles defensive back coach, Corey Unlund. Coach, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Excited to talk about some defense for a change here. Let's look at the performance from last week against the Chicago Bears. Turnovers has been a big key. Preseason is carried over through the first 2 weeks of the regular season. Able to get three against the Bears. Let's talk about this interception from Nigel Bradham.
So, obviously, this came after a three and out on the previous drive. We ended up getting them backed up back here a little bit. So, obviously, great start to the drive. Good call by Coach Schwartz here. Playing like a little tight cover three down here. They got the tight end off, a little crunch block coming back on the motion, on the play action. And then you'll see as I go through it right here, they fake it to the running back. And then what they're looking for right here is just this little glance route here by 17. Kind of a timing throw as this thing comes out. So it's a quick play action. And you can see it come out of here. And then what ends up happening here, I mean, there's a lot of things here that go on. Obviously, we get a great pass rush, obviously, by Fletch, who ends up right in the face of the quarterback. Good job by Rodney, Tully, and Nigel passing off the back and the tight end back here. And then Jalen here, nice and thick on him. We gave this play up early in the game when Nolan Carroll was kind of off. And they threw this little bang eight in there. So you can see it from the back. Good job here. Again, you'll see Fletch showing up here on the pressure. And then just nice technique here by Jalen, kind of staying nice and squaring him. Doesn't give him a free release off the line. And then you can see Jake here kind of take a peek off the play action. He's got to kind of clutch this ball one time, and then it's not open here. You can see he's looking for 17, obviously already coming open on this throw. Can't do it because Jalen's nice and thick on him. And then, obviously, it goes play action. Great job by Nigel getting off the play action fake and then dropping back. And then you end up with an interception and a big play here.
Your defense is making plays at all levels. Malcolm Jenkins, whether it's in the run game or it's in the passing game, he tends to show up all the time. Just talk about his versatility as a player and how you guys are using him.
Well, using him right now, just back here playing safety. Obviously, he would love to be down here playing where Ron Brooks is playing, but he's doing a good job. Obviously, he's a disciplined player. He can show up in the back end. He can show up in the box. He can play multiple spots. Good versus the pass, good versus the run. And then this play right here, obviously, just a little Y motion right here. We're in split safety, playing cover two again. Two things happen on this. Obviously, great job by the front off of this crunch block going back. This ball wants to come through here and knife us right through the middle of the defense, so good job by the front four here making this thing spill. And then Nigel right here, great job by him staying inside this block on Zach on the tight end. Really actually kind of cleans it up for Malcolm. Better view from the back here. So you see the crunch block with the tight end after the motion. He comes back. There it goes right there, trying to get the backers to fall through with this action with the running back going here. Nigel showing up, so the tight end's got to block him down. And then what ends up happening here, good job by Hicks to falling back on this. as the tight end comes back, so he doesn't end up on the front side of that double team with 75 and 70. And then really, Malcolm ends up being kind of just the receiving end of this as far as Nigel being inside of this block, so it doesn't get muddy for him. That's his fit right outside of Nigel, and then this ball ends up bouncing right to him. And then you guys have seen Malcolm tackle. The guy's not afraid of contact, comes in here near foot, near shoulder, strikes the guy right there, and then good wrap-up, and then BG getting a piece at the end of it.
My old defensive coordinator Jim Johnson used to tell us, you know, you can't be a good defense without getting everybody to the football. And this screen play is a great example. When you have an attacking style defense like the Eagles have now, I guess the way to combat that for an offense is to try to get the ball out quick, throw screens and draws, things of that nature.
Absolutely. So here, just what you just explained right here. Second and 12 here, kind of a get back on track. They're kind of behind the sticks, kind of a three-step game for him, but they treat this play just like they would if they just handed this thing off. Obviously, it's out of his hand quick. Can't get any pressure on the quarterback. And then, obviously, Ron here, good job with the good urgency coming over with this motion. So we end up back with him on the left side here on the passing string side. And then this is just a flat screen. Ron knows this play's coming. We didn't see him block it this way the first time. They usually block it on with him, and then the tight end would try to get him. He had to get over top of that block. And then Brooksy, obviously pleased with what he's brought to us so far. Everything that you just described, that's the way he's played the game. I mean, he puts his head down right here, headbutts the wide out, ends up fighting through there. Great tackle. And then obviously here comes Malcolm from the top down. The guy that we actually need right here is 31. Need better eyes out of him. This crack right here, 31, should actually be showing up faster. But the way that Ron, he kind of covers this whole thing up, doesn't really show up because Ron beats that block. And then here comes Malcolm. Good play by both of them right there.
You mentioned Jalen Mills.
Yes.
Getting extensive action. Did some good things. Yep. Obviously did some things that he's going to need to be coached up on as well.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, we don't have that player on there. But, yeah, he obviously gave up the double move. But great lesson for him in the second drive of the game. He's getting better. I like where he's at. And, you know, there's no substitute for experience.
Yeah.
So as he keeps playing here, hopefully he can keep getting better and help us down the road here.
But I like the way he kept competing all night, Coach.
Completely agree with you. I think it has a lot to do with the kind of mindset that this young man has. He got to the sideline. We talked about it. Didn't even have to say anything. He came off. He knew that he screwed it up. Ended up looking at the quarterback on the double move, plus 50 shot. I mean, everybody in the stadium knew that they were going to do it and didn't blink. Ran back out there. Didn't affect him. He played the next play, which you have to be able to do, as you know, when you play this position and you're out there. I thought he did a good job all night. He's got, like you said, there's some things that he's got to clean up, and we'll obviously do that as we go forward. And then here's kind of at the end of the game here, they got down here at the high red, and they'd shown this on tape all week, especially to 17. Obviously, the kid's a good player. Didn't think twice about not putting him on there. We obviously left those two guys left and right. And then the other thing that ends up happening here, one of the best things that he, I mean, they don't care if he's covered or not. Jake, throw it to him. Obviously, the backup's in right now. They're going to throw the ball up to him, so you got to be able to compete the entire down. I really like where he's at right here. Obviously, this ball gets into the red zone. Last work versus Houston, they'll throw this ball back shoulder right here on the sideline. So if you end up too high because you think he's running the fade, then that ball will get thrown right there in the pylon. It's a touchdown. So really like where he's at right now. Not on top of the guy, just kind of slightly low hip, but they want to throw that in the back of the end zone. Obviously, we're going to hopefully that broke, and then we're going to compete on that. And then worst case scenario, he's going to be out of bounds, which he ends up doing here. Nice little savvy move by the vet there, 17. You can see it better from this angle. He's got his left arm. He pinned Jalen's back. Jalen doesn't panic here. And then as this ball goes up, he's got his hand. And then good timing here by Jay to kind of hooked him with his left. Ends up getting his left arm as well right there on the spot. So he can't get both hands together. And then he ends up just kind of finishing the guy on the ground. So a great play by him. We knew that they were going to challenge him down there. And then we're not showing the next one, but they did the exact same thing on the next play. And he defeated that one too. So good job by him competing all night.
This portion of Eagles Game Plan was brought to you by AAA. For every bump on the road of life, visit AAA.com. The Eagles were able to keep Alshon Jeffrey out of the end zone on Monday night. How can they repeat that against Antonio Brown back here at the Link? We'll discuss that and more when Eagles Game Plan, presented by Verizon Wireless, comes right back. Eagles Game Plan is brought to you by Verizon, the official wireless network of the Philadelphia Eagles. NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy. McDonald's, I'm loving it. And by Apple Vacations. Go to applevacations.com/Eagles to book your beach blitz trip today. Enemy Intel is brought to you by Rothman Institute at Jefferson, the official orthopedic partner of the Philadelphia Eagles.
One of the major challenges for the Eagles defense against the Pittsburgh Steelers is how they go about defending Antonio Brown. Now, Brown is the best receiver in the NFL right now. And what makes him so difficult is he lines up all over the formation, including the backfield. When you watch tape of Antonio Brown and the Steelers' opponents, most of them will double Antonio Brown at times. Not on every play, but there are dedicated doubles. Now, that does not prevent Ben Roethlisberger from looking to Brown and throwing him the ball. This play from a year ago against the Indianapolis Colts is a great example. They actually have Brown lined up on the left, bracketed. The Colts have a safety and a corner bracketing Brown. So it's basically a dedicated double team. But Roethlisberger looks, Brown runs a little stutter-go concept, and he runs by both the corner and the safety. And this is a completion of more than 40 yards. And by the way, a year ago, Roethlisberger, despite missing four games, led the NFL with more pass completions of 40-plus yards than any other quarterback. It's a big play offense. Then you take a look at another play. This was from last week against Cincinnati. Here you see Cincinnati playing with a single high safety. Notice where he is. He's cheated toward the side of Brown, to the boundary, the short side of the field. Brown is the single receiver here. So what that does, you look to the other side, Sammy Coates, basically replacing Martavis Bryant. Coates and Brown have been on the field together for 81 snaps. On 70 of those snaps, Coates and Brown have been on different sides of the formation. So what you get here, because of the emphasis and focus on Brown to the left, is single coverage on Sammy Coates. And here, Sammy Coates runs by the corner on a deep post. Big Ben lays it out, a completion for big yardage. So there's a lot of concerns when you play the Steelers' pass offense. It's a big play pass offense. Ben Roethlisberger will take shots down the field. But make no mistake, the number one priority must be Antonio Brown.
All right, Ike, obviously Ben Roethlisberger is not afraid of throwing into double coverage when he's got his man Antonio Brown out there.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Sometimes it can be to a fault when the quarterback has supreme confidence in his elite receiver. Let's take a look at the Eagles and how they tried to double-team the Chicago Bears receivers at times, and this will be a defense, I'm sure, that will be employed against the Steelers. Take a look here. You're going to have mirror routes, basically, being ran by the two receivers here, and you're going to see a double from the Eagles secondary. You got McLeod under this receiver here with Nolan Carroll over the top, and you're going to get Ron Brooks playing under Alshon Jeffrey with his help over the top here. Now, the key to this is it's going to force Jay Cutler to hold on to the ball. This is the two-man route coming out. Secondary has both guys covered. And what this allows for is for the pass rush to get to the quarterback. So when the Eagles decide that they want to double-team Antonio Brown and force Big Ben to pull the ball down, the front four has to do their job of getting to the quarterback. Nice job here. When you look at the D-line, not allowing an escape route for Jay Cutler, which is key also because Big Ben is a guy who likes to extend plays. He's going to hold that ball to the last second. It's going to allow guys like Brandon Graham, Vinny Curry, Connor Barwin on the outside to, as long as they continue their rush and don't give up on it, Big Ben will hold the ball and sacks will be available for him.
Stay tuned. Coming up next, we're going to shift to Carson Wentz and the Eagles offense. What will they need to do to attack the zone-heavy Steeler defense? We'll find out when we return on Eagles Game Plan presented by Verizon Wireless. Enemy Intel is brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. The Eagles run on Dunkin'.
The Eagles will be facing a Steelers defense that plays predominantly zone coverage. Cover three, cover two. But there are slight wrinkles and variations within those concepts. One variation within their zone concepts is where the outside corner, instead of running with a receiver, will turn back inside. And he plays what we call a trap concept. They're trying to bait quarterbacks. Now, they've done this against the Joe Flaccos, the Andy Daltons. So Carson Wentz must be very careful about this. And we saw a great example a year ago against Joe Flacco. Now, if you just look at this immediate picture, what do you see? You see a corner to the right who's well off. You see the other corner in press man coverage. So what's the look right here? Is this man? Is it zone? They're going to blitz out of this as well. Now, Flacco takes the snap. He knows he has the blitz picked up. Now, he obviously reads the corner to his left is playing man-to-man coverage. So what does he see? His slot receiver running a quick out with a linebacker, Lawrence Timmons, chasing him. He thinks that's the throw because he anticipates that it's man-to-man on the outside, but it's not. It's a trap concept. Ross Cockrell, the corner, turns back inside, allowing his receiver to run by him. He's the trap corner. Joe Flacco, a veteran, a Super Bowl winner, throws the ball right to Cockrell. That is a trap concept that the Steelers execute extremely well. We saw them do it again last week against Andy Dalton, another veteran quarterback. Same concept. They blitz. Dalton is looking to throw the ball out to his left. Again, it's Cockrell. Instead of running with the wideout on the outside, he turns back inside. Fortunately for Andy Dalton, he sees it at the last minute and basically throws the ball into the ground. But this is a coverage that Carson Wentz has to work very hard in preparation. We know he does that, but he has to be well aware of it because the Steelers are very good with their disguise in this cover two, even sometimes single high safety trap concept. It's something to look for in the Steelers-Eagles game.
All right, it's just been so impressive with the rookie Carson Wentz, the first NFL rookie quarterback ever to start 2-0 a season and not turn the ball over. That's key, not turning the ball over, but this is going to be a new challenge with the Steelers defense, and they can disguise things.
Well, they play a basic defense, but they will try and make it look like something that it's not, and Carson has to be ready for that. This is Carson Wentz getting a double high look, but they're going to rotate to a single high. And he recognizes where the pressure is coming from. He sees this slot defender leaning towards him. So he recognizes where the pressure is going to come from. And right away, Carson Wentz makes these guys pay when they blitz him. He's been so effective against the blitz early in this season. And this is a perfect example. Recognizes the pressure coming off the edge. Right away gets the ball to the hot receiver to move the ball forward.
Welcome back, everybody, to Eagles Game Plan presented by Verizon Wireless. And I know the Steelers don't have Le'Veon Bell, but we have talked about Antonio Brown. What else do the Eagles have to worry about with the Steelers offense?
Situational football, fellas. This is the number one team in the league in the red zone with their offense, and they're number four in the league when it comes to third down. You watch them here at third and short versus the Bengals. They're going to give you 13 personnel. That's one tailback, three tight ends. When this ball is hiked, it looks like the Bengals have this thing covered up pretty good. But you're going to get Jesse James, the tight end, coming on a crossing route and setting it up, a little pick route here for the other tight end, freeze him up. Big Ben, as you watch him in his pocket, even when there's a man draped over him, he's still trying to make a play. Key third down pickup for him. Eagles will have to be aware, whether they're in the red zone or short yardage situations, they have to be prepared for the Steelers' personnel packages because they're one of the best in the league when it comes to situational football.
And on the other side of the ball, Carson Wentz and the Eagles' offense, they've mostly seen man coverage.
Yeah.
What is going to be switched up this week with the Steelers' defense?
A little bit different. They'll trap a little bit, but it's primarily a cover three, a cover two defense. They'll drop those safeties back. They'll play underneath man sometimes. And watch this. They're playing two deep zone right here. You'll see the linebacker going down the middle of the field, and he's going to try and take away the middle. But the Eagles have those two deep beaters, those zone beaters. And Nelson Aguilar on this dig route does a nice job of finding the hole, getting into the hole. This is the way to beat this defense. They're just going to line up and play. The personnel, they're really good, but they just line up and play. Not a sophisticated defense at all. A lot of zone.
Can't wait. And the Eagles have beaten the Steelers eight straight times here in Philly. It's been 51 years since the Steelers have won in Philly. Some of us have never seen that happen. Some of us have.
52.
Yeah, 52. Exactly. He is Mike Quick. Ike Reese, I'm John Clark. Thanks for watching Eagles Game Plan presented by Verizon Wireless. Eagles Game Plan is brought to you by Verizon, the official wireless network of the Philadelphia Eagles. NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy. McDonald's, I'm loving it. And by Apple Vacations. Go to applevacations.com/Eagles to book your beach blitz trip today.